Coming up this Thursday is another event that starts up throughout the entire summer. That is Summer Movies in the Park. And I got with us today, Alex Dill. And good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good today. How about? And how have things been going since last time we talked to you?
Really, really good. I mean, we're hitting summer months, and that's when it really kicks off as far as our busy season, I think, for the community. So we're excited. We're ready to go.
That's it. I know you've been busy. I was talking to Mike while I go off there. He said he just saw you guys were doing part
local
of the
History Day.
Local History Day. How did that go for the kids?
It was excellent. We had 2 days of fourth graders all downtown, and I think they learned a lot, took a lot away from the day, and we have so many volunteers who help us with that day, but it's really tremendous, and it makes a big impact on the kids.
And speaking of the kids, event coming up again this Thursday, start back up again. Y'all been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this will be our ninth season.
Is it
of Movies
9
in the
years
park?
Already?
9
all right.
Years, yeah.
Movies in the Park, and of course, all it is, you set up a big old movie screen at the park and show a movie.
Pretty much, it
is what it is.
It's totally pretty straightforward, yeah.
And but it is a free event for everyone to take part in, and how people have 9 years, seems like they really started enjoying that.
Oh, yeah. I think our numbers have grown exponentially every year, pretty much. And but we get a lot of repeat customers who come back every year in every movie, and you know, they'll grab a pizza or a bite to eat and bring it to the park with them, and they just make a family outing of it. It's really cool.
And that's what it is, because it's a free event, but people want to bring those picnic suppers, something like that.
Absolutely.
To it, you know, it's more than welcome to do that.
It's out in the park, so you know, if you're welcome to bring whatever you'd like to eat and munch on, just of course pick up your trash. There is concession stand there, though, so if you do want popcorn or something like that, that is available.
Okay. So let's talk about the very first one's coming up this Thursday, and let's talk about where it's going to be, because it's a little bit different from what we've been talking about.
Originally, it was going to be at the Bluebell Aquatic Center, but they're having some issues getting the leisure pool back up to speed, so we're going to have it back at Holt Park, so that's going to be, you know, where we've normally had it in the past, so that same field and everything.
Okay, and what time does all that start on Thursday?
All our movies start 10 minutes before sunset, so just kind of check your weather app and see when sunset's going to be, and it'll be a few minutes after, 10 minutes after sunset, that would make more sense. But we get people who arrive and start laying out their picnic blankets and chairs, you know, up to an hour ahead of time, you know.
Wow.
So they want the best seat in the house, which... Mm-hmm. There isn't one. They're all good. Yeah.
I was going to say about that, because you get a lot of people, you know, because it's a pretty big screen you have. Doesn't matter where you're at or anything.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. I mean, it seems like, you know, I usually always sit in the back because I'm taking count of how many people are there. And I mean, you can see perfectly fine. You can hear perfectly fine pretty much wherever you are on that field.
All right. And let's talk about the movie that we were showing on Thursday.
Yeah. So we're going to be showing Cars 3, which is brought to us by Brianna's Fine Salad Dressing. So that's a really great popular movie. I think all the Cars movies have been really pretty big hits. And so I believe we've shown all three in the past few years. So we're rounding it out with Cars 3 finally this year.
All right. And so what other kind of movies are we showing throughout the summer as well?
Yeah. Okay. So on Thursday, June 21st, it'll be The Lion King, the old school Lion King, not the new one with Beyonce. I'm sorry, not that one. That'll be sponsored by the Barnhill House Toys and Books. And then Thursday, July 5th, we have Despicable Me 3, sponsored by Brenham Fitness Center. And then Thursday, July 19th, we'll have Coco. That was a big summer hit last year, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. And then we'll finish it off. We'll be back at the Bluebell Aquatic Center on Thursday, August 2nd, and that'll be The Little Mermaid. Very appropriate.
Yeah, that would be very.
Yeah.
I think my daughters are kind of looking forward to that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's
now.
A popular
and,
one.
So... we're doing back at the Aquatic Center for that last one. Is there going to be a second one at the Aquatic Center this year? We're going to switch one around?
No, originally, this coming one on the May 31st, that one's normally at the Aquatic Center, but we've moved that one to Holt Park for the time being. So the first four will all be at Holt Park, and then the very last one on August 2nd will be at the Aquatic Center.
All right. And so if people have any questions about movies in the park, or how do they get a hold of you guys that talk about that?
They can check out our Facebook page. Is definitely for sure a really great spot to go, and then also the City of Brenham website as well for the Parks and Rec page.
Are there any kind of inclement weather days in case the weather isn't quite that great?
There's always that chance being an outdoor event, but we usually make that call pretty early that day, and then we'll send it out through social media, the website, you know, that kind of thing. So we try to, you know, if it's iffy, we'll kind of keep an eye on it, but we so far, knock on wood, haven't had to cancel too many of them because of weather. Usually it's just warm. Just warm.
Right. And so if people go out there and watch those movies, I mean, anything, you know, else going on besides that?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have some kids who, you know, they're in a park. They want to run around and play. And so that's totally fine and welcome. We just kind of ask that they kind of stand behind where everybody is sitting and watching the movie. A big thing, anytime you're at the pool or park, make sure you just pick up your trash. So, you know, we ask whatever you bring in, you take out. And then just, you know, you don't have to silent your phones like you do at a movie theater. It's a lot more casual. But, you know, of course, be respectful and quiet around, you know, others that are watching the movie.
All right. And then once the movie's over with, it's kind of just everybody just kind of picks up and leaves. Nothing goes on after the movie.
Right. Yeah. Nothing's going on after the movie. So, yeah, when it wraps up, you know, just gather your things, throw out your trash, and you can head on home.
All right. Well, I guess it's kind of going to be about it for the movies in the park. Anything else we want to mention about that?
I mean, we've got Hot Nights Cool Tunes is coming up here before too long. I'm sure I'll be back to talk about that.
A little about over a month away from that one. Yeah,
I know. It's hard to believe. But, yeah, we're really excited about... I think we have a very similar, if not the same, lineup from which was very popular. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to bring those bands back, and you know, we're expecting it to be another warm one, but it'll be good.
that's the hot, nice part of it.
Yes, that's, you know, we're living up to our name, that's for sure.
There you go. So again, some movies in the park, and what is the again, the website is City of Brenham.
I believe it's cityofbrenham.com/parks.
Okay, and that'll tell you, and if you want to, again, tell you what days and what movies will be showing each one.
Right, yeah, and definitely check out the City of Brenham Parks and Recreation Facebook page, too. We've got all those events on there as well.
All right, there we go. Well, Alex Still, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today.
Yeah, absolutely, anytime.
Movies in the Park, and of course, we'll be there on Thursday and enjoying Cars 3.
You got it.
This Thursday. All right, looking forward to that one. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books here today. We appreciate you tuning in for that today and discussing all these great events going on around the area. Of course, again, if you have an event happening that you want us to discuss on the Community Corner, you can by all means let us know about that. Give us a call here at 979-836-3655, or you can send an email to promotions@ktex.com. talk to Holly Ryder. She's the promotions director. She books all of these Community Corner talks, and give us a little bit of time in advance. You know, don't call us on Wednesday and say, I want to be on next Tuesday, because we booked these pretty far in advance. So give us about a month out, and we'll get you booked here on the Community Corner. Again, let us know about your event, and we'd love to talk about it here on KWHI. So until next Tuesday, have a great one. See you next time on the Community Corner right here on KWHI in Brenham.